Hey, this is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. Going forward, these podcasts will probably be on the same subject as our Grace Connection devotion. It'll be different, but on the same topic, probably about the same story, if there's a story. And then, if you miss one, you catch the other one, you pretty much have the gist of it. But at any rate, today, I was trying to get around the house and do a lot of work, and because there's this dog here, I observe his behavior, and sometimes it's interesting. Today, I noticed that wherever I would go, I was working in different areas. Whatever area I was working in, if it was a specific room, he would lay down right at the doorway. If I was going back and forth between two rooms and another area, he'd lay down where I would have to walk across him every single time. Step over him coming, step over him going. And he does it on purpose in such a way that I can't get through unless I come over top of him. And I marvel at that. I think it's probably something that God put in a dog. He's being a guard dog. He's being a shepherd, even, if you will. If anybody's going to get to me, they're going to have to step over him. You see the picture. That's a pretty good dog, I suppose. But also, he likes to keep track of my comings and goings, and if I'm going somewhere else, he wants to know about it. So he lays down where I have to step over him. There is a scripture verse, and the reason this caught my attention is because Jesus said, "I am the door. I'm the door of the sheepfold." And so what would happen, of course, in those biblical days, when there were shepherds and they would be out in the fields, and they would take a bunch of stones, basically, and make a little corral, and they would leave the doorway open for them to come in and out, but then the shepherd himself would lay down in the doorway, so that if any critter was going to get to the sheep, they'd have to come through him. Or if any of the sheep were going to go out, they'd have to come back over him, and he would know about it. That's what Jesus said, "I'm the door." And so I thought, what a godly thing. And it must be something that God put in this animal. But it's a good thing, because it reminds me of how our Savior loves us. And how he protects, and how he cares. And sometimes I know we wonder, God, are you there? Do you even know what I'm going through? Do you understand my trouble, my worries, my pain, my sorrow, all the what-ifs that are going through my mind? Do you know the thoughts that I'm thinking? And the answer is yes. Yeah, he knows. He's the door. And nothing can get to you unless he allows it. Which means that if the Good Shepherd, the door, allows something to come in to our lives, then it has to be something that is going to work on our behalf to help us out, either in this life or the next. Because all things do work together for good that love God and are called according to His purpose. That is true. And it's just that some of those things, obviously, are not for this life. Some of those things that work to our good are to get us ready for heaven. And so it's just good to know that there is a good shepherd, a door, that lays down and nothing gets to us that doesn't come through him. And by the way, he keeps an eye on us as well. Well, this is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace, praying that you have a blessed day.